The College of St. Rose in Albany dedicated a new residence hall specifically for student veterans this evening. The Veteran Residence is a 6,240-square-foot Victorian-style house on the Madison Avenue campus. Next door to the college's Veterans Center, the house has six large bedrooms, 2.5 bathrooms, and shared kitchen, living room, and laundry facilities. Renovation of the 1889 house was made possible by the Massery family, which includes St. Rose Board of Trustees Vice Chair Norman Massery.
Being involved at St. Rose for over 30 years, I've been a part of many endeavors there, and as we started to get involved in the area of helping veterans with their education, I got to know it more. You know, once I saw the opportunity that it affords, I got more interested. We set up some scholarships for veterans and family dependents. And then when I saw the Veterans Residence, which is next door to our Veterans main building, being in the real estate business, I looked at it and I said, I think we can make this better and set a nice standard.
Mark Jarvis is a student veteran from Greenfield Center, New York.
When I first heard the idea of the house, I wasn't sure there would be a need for it. I proved to be completely wrong about it because we have 5 out of the 6 rooms filled up already. And veterans living in the house who are commuting nearly 2 hours coming down to school every day. So having this here and being a part of the Albany community and being close to everything is really helpful.
Nick Lanier is the Assistant Director of Veteran Recruitment at St. Rose.
A house like this, or the residence here, really eases that transition. So with St. Rose, it has truly developed that mentality of, we're here to help them academically, but we're also going to help student veterans as they transition out of the service, have the opportunity to kind of become something new. And it's great because these students are a part of the community, they're a part of the campus, and it makes that transition that much easier over the long term.
As for possibly expanding the program or adding additional residences, Lanier says the school is incredibly open to the idea that the more student veterans are located on site, the more positive an impact on the campus. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.